Hi everyone, and welcome to English Digest. My name is Joe.
My name is Jamie.
And today we're on our story unit, and we're going to be talking all about our article entitled, A Class Divided, Learning from Discrimination. Now what this refers to is a period of time in the 1960s in America, and there was something going on called the Civil Rights Movement. Now maybe, Jamie, you can tell our listeners a little bit about what was going on then.
Sure. At the time, it was a very important time and a very controversial time in American history. And there were a lot of problems back then between blacks and whites in the United States. At that time, blacks did not have equal rights as whites did. And there were a lot of protests, and a lot of people thought this was very unfair, and this was a time when some of these laws were starting to change.
Exactly right. So we're going to be talking about a very interesting case study that happened during that time in the late 1960s and into the early 1970s. Well, let's go ahead and read through today's article, and then Jamie and I will be back.
The late 1960s was a chaotic time in U.S. history, as American society was undergoing many dramatic changes. When civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968, Americans felt confused and frustrated about racial issues in their nation. It was at this time that Jane Elliott, an American elementary school teacher, decided to address the issue of race with her students. She had them participate in an unusual experiment that would forever change their perspective on racism. At the time, Elliot was teaching at a predominantly white school in rural Iowa. To give her pupils a taste of what discrimination felt like, Elliot divided her third grade class into two groups based on their eye color. She explained that it was well known that people with blue eyes were superior to those with brown eyes. As a result, she decided to give the kids with blue eyes 5 minutes of extra recess time. On the other hand, brown-eyed students were forced to wear insulting collars, and they were prohibited from drinking from the school water fountains. Under no circumstances were the different groups allowed to play together. Elliot observed that the children's behavior changed almost immediately to fit these stereotypes. The blue-eyed students began taunting the brown-eyed kids and flaunting their superiority. The brown-eyed students became upset, depressed, and their academic performance also dropped. Elliot constantly reminded them of their inferiority, and they scored substantially lower on testing exercises. The following day, Elliot told her kids that she was wrong. Blue-eyed students were actually inferior. So for a day, the blue-eyed students experienced the same mistreatment.
Okay, let's start off with the title of today's article, which is A Class Divided, Learning from Discrimination. Discrimination refers to situations in which one group of people treats another group differently because perhaps they are different in some way. So when we're talking about this in the context of the civil rights movement, it refers to the fact that white people were treating black people or African Americans differently because of their different skin color in America, and this goes back a long, long way, hundreds of years, to the time of slavery in the United States.
Right, and the first line says the late 1960s was a chaotic time in U.S. history. And what that means, chaos, or a chaotic time, is a time when things are a little bit crazy. And the reason back then where you could say that it was chaotic was there was a lot of protest and there were a lot of demonstrations in the streets. And there was even some violence between whites and blacks in the country at that time.
That's right. And it goes on to say that as American society was undergoing many dramatic changes, dramatic just means, well, there was a lot of big changes happening. If something is very dramatic, it means it's drastic. There's something big going on, something that is going to change the way people live, perhaps. So when we say dramatic changes were happening in the late 1960s, it means there were some big changes in the way American people were starting to see the world and live their lives.
Exactly. And one dramatic event that happened was when the civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr., was assassinated. And that happened in 1968. And the word assassinated is a word that we use when we talk about when somebody is murdered. But it's usually a public figure, maybe a politician, or in this case, a civil rights leader. And when they are killed, that means that they are assassinated. That's an assassination.
That's right. Usually when we use this word assassinated or assassination, we are referring to someone like a politician, or in this case, a civil rights leader. Civil rights are the rights that basically all people should have. The rights to live free, to make your own choices, the right to vote, and all things of that nature. So Martin Luther King Jr. was fighting for these rights, to obtain these rights for all people in America, including African Americans, but he was assassinated in 1968. Thus, Americans felt confused and frustrated about racial issues in their nation. If you are frustrated about something, it means there is something standing in your way, and you are basically a little bit angry about it, or you don't know what to do, how to react about it. So you feel, a little bit mad, a little bit angry. And they were confused, and they were frustrated about racial issues. Racial refers to things dealing with race. There are many different races on the planet Earth. You know, there's white people, there's African people, there's Asian people, Indian people, and on the list goes. So when we're talking about racial issues, it is issues that come up between these different groups of people.
So after seeing these events, Jane Elliott, who was a school teacher, decided to address these issues. If you address something, that means that you talk about it. For example, sometimes a speaker will address the crowd, right? He will start speaking to the crowd. Or you can address something that you think is unfair. In this case, the teacher, Jane Elliott, is actually addressing a problem, the issue of race, with her students. So what she decided to do was have them participate in an experiment that would change their perspective on racism forever. And a perspective is the way that you see something. It's your opinion on a specific issue. So, for example, if your perspective on politics may be that you favor one side or you favor another side, or, for example, maybe you think that that something should be legal or something should be illegal, and you have your reasons. And that would be your perspective on that issue.
And if you change the way that you think about something, you could also say that you change your perspective. So if you have one view and you change to a different view of a particular issue, you could say that you changed your perspective on that issue. So she had them participate or take part in this unusual experiment. It's a little bit strange, but it would change the way these kids would look at racism. Okay, let's move now into our second paragraph, which says, at the time, Elliot was teaching at a predominantly white school in rural Iowa. We know that this school was predominantly white. Predominantly means mostly. So most of the kids or students in that school were white kids, and it was in rural Iowa. Rural is the opposite of urban. It means a lot of the land was, well, mostly farmland, so these people living there were mostly farmers, they were mostly white, out in the countryside of a state known as Iowa. Now, our listeners out there might not be familiar with where Iowa is. It's not, I guess, one of the more well-known states. Jamie, where is Iowa?
That's kind of more towards the middle of the country. You have on the East Coast, you have a state like New York. At the West Coast, you have a state like California. And Iowa is somewhere in the middle, and it's you know, it's, as Joe mentioned, it's a rural area, so it's more out in the countryside.
That's right. It's kind of an area we refer to as the Midwest in the United States, I believe. And, yeah, a lot of the people out there just happen to be white people, white folks, not a lot of people of African descent or other minorities there. So it is a predominantly white area.
Right. And the experiment that Elliot conducted was very, very unusual, as Joe had mentioned before. What she did is she told her students, the ones with blue eyes, that they were superior to the kids with brown eyes. And superior is a word that means better. So although, of course, it's not true, she told them, she said, okay, if you have blue eyes, you're superior or you're better than the students that have brown eyes. And what she did is she made them go through, she gave them a whole bunch of rules that were based on this. So, for example, she had the students with brown eyes, they had to wear insulting collars around their neck. Something that's insulting is something that makes you feel bad, something that is not good, and it's usually something very negative.
That's right. So Elliot divided her third grade class into two groups. So she divided it basically, well, in half. Let's say half of them had blue eyes, half had brown eyes. And she was saying that they were superior, the blue-eyed people. They were better than others. And then she made up these rules that Jamie was just getting into. She gave the blue-eyed kids 5 minutes of extra recess time. Recess is like a break time that we have in school. In the United States or North America in general, at recess, the kids, we go outside, they play on the playground, they might play games outside, they might play tag or something like that. It's just a time to play outside, to blow off a little bit of steam and energy, and then go back to class. Because, of course, kids need to get outside, they need to run around, they can't sit in their desks all day. They need to go outside. But she gave these blue-eyed kids 5 minutes of extra recess time. So, of course, the brown-eyed kids would see this, and they would be probably pretty jealous.
Right. And she also told them that under no circumstances, so in other words, no matter what happens, were the different groups allowed to play with each other. So if you have brown eyes and your friend has blue eyes, you would not be able to play with each other during this particular day.
She also humiliated the brown-eyed kids a little bit by forcing them to wear insulting collars. If something is insulting, it makes you feel bad in a certain way. Like, if you insult someone, you say something bad about somebody else. Insulting collars, the collar is the top part of the shirt that goes up around your neck. If it's insulting, it means it looks bad or it looks embarrassing in some way. And she also prohibited these brown-eyed students from drinking from the water fountains. Of course, a water fountain is just a place where you go to drink water, and if you are prohibited from doing something, it means that you are not allowed to do something. You are prohibited to smoke in restaurants, for example. That is not allowed. And also, under no circumstances were these different groups allowed to play together. Under no circumstances means there is absolutely no situation in which these two groups could play together. So they always had to be separate. The blue-eyed people had to be on one side, and the brown-eyed people had to be on the other. All right, that brings us to the end of the first half of today's program. Now let's hear from our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第五单元。好，这篇的内容呢，和什么有关系？哎，如果看标题 ,class divided, 这个 class 有两个解释哦，一个是班级，另外一个呢是阶级。那我们来看一下内容就知道了。哎，这边他说到，在1960年代的晚期呢，美国历史上其实是 chaotic, 这个形容词 chaotic 就表示混乱的，是非常混乱的一个时代。而那个时候呢，美国社会里面有很多 dramatic changes, 也就是有很多剧烈的变化。好，这边提到一位大家在书本上可能有读过的人，就是 Martin Luther King Jr. 好，这一位其实他是一个 civil rights leader,这个 civil rights, 公民权,我们也可以翻成民权,他就是一位民权运动的领导者,他当时呢被暗杀了。assassinate 这个动词就代表暗杀、刺杀。好，他在1968年被暗杀。那当时呢美国人呢对于国内的这种种族议题又困惑又沮丧。这时候有一位就是我们这篇文章的主角 Jan Elliott。他是谁呢？他其实是一位小学的老师。他就决定说他在课堂上呢要抛出这种有关种族的议题。好，我们看到 address。其实 address, 我们大家大概会比较熟悉的是它当名词解释，意思表示地址，可这边呢却不是地址，这是一个动词。当你说你 address a problem, address an issue, 这就表示说你对于这个议题提出看法来讨论这个议题。好，我们再来，后面呢他就说到了。他要学生们怎么做？他要学生呢参与一个非常不一样的实验，会永远的改变他的学生对种族歧视的看法。 好，这里有个字 perspective， 就代表观点，看事情的角度。好，我们看他怎么进行这个实验的。当时呢，这位老师 Elliot， 他在爱荷华州的一个乡下，这所学校白人居多。好，提到白人居多，他用到了一个副词 predominantly， 这个表示说是以什么为主的、为重的、什么居多的，所以其实基本上他是 predominantly white， 也就是大部分都是白人。这个实验里头，他要让他学生体验那种受到歧视的感觉，所以他就用眼珠的颜色来把他这个三年级的班分错两组。那他说啊，他就跟学生讲，诶，有蓝色眼珠的人会比棕色眼珠的人优秀。看到这个片语，当你说 A is superior to B， 就表示 A 比 B 来的优秀。好，一样的，我们如果要讲一个 A 比 B 来的差低劣呢，你会用到 inferior， be inferior to。 好，这个片语等一下也会看到，我们再往下读。这边他说到，所以你这个只要你是蓝眼珠的小朋友，你会多五分钟的 recess time。 recess time 讲的就是下课休息的时间。那么相对那些棕色眼珠的小孩怎么样呢？他们啊就会要穿上戴上一个很羞辱的领巾，而且他还被禁止，他这些学生还被禁止饮用学校饮水机的水。好，最后这句话比较重要，我们看到 under no circumstances， 这个片语其实中间这个 no 具有关键性的文法上的指标，因为我们知道英文里面如果是一个副词，它是否定的副词，像 never， 像 seldom， 像 little， 还有呢就是如果这个片语是否定的副词片语也一样， under no circumstances 就是一个例子。那这样子的否定副词或者是否定的副词片语如果摆在句首的话，会影响到你这句话的句型，因为后面会用倒装句。怎么看得出来？这边很明显的在 under no circumstances 接的就是 were， 这是这句话的动词，但是它真正的主词其实是后面的 the different groups。 如果我们正着来讲，应该是说 the different groups were allowed to。 好，但是因为 under no circumstances 摆句首，所以整句就变成主词跟动词颠倒了，这边要特别留意。那整句话的翻译其实就是说，不管是在什么情况之下，你不同组的小孩都不可以去玩，也就是根本没有他们可以一起玩的这种情形，完全没有。
We're going to take a short break now on English Digest, but don't go away, we'll be right back. Welcome back to English Digest. My name is Joe and I'm here in the studio with Jamie today, and we're talking all about our article which is entitled A Class Divided, Learning from Discrimination. We're taking you back to the late 1960s today, which was quite a turbulent and chaotic time in American history. There was a lot of problems going on between two major groups in the United States, the white population and the black population. The black or African American segment of society, they did not have equal rights. They did not have the same rights that white people had back then, and they were fighting to try to even the playing field. They wanted to have the same rights, they wanted to have the same pay, and rightly so, of course. One of the major leaders of this movement was a man by the name of Martin Luther King Jr., but tragically, he was assassinated in 1968. He was seen as kind of the great hope for this movement. He was inspiring people. He was calling for change. And then all of a sudden, well, he wasn't there anymore. The leader was lost. He was actually killed. He was assassinated. But then there was a woman by the name of Jane Elliott, and she decided to conduct this pretty unusual experiment at this American elementary school in the state of Iowa. What she did was she divided her class into two groups. She had the blue-eyed students and the brown-eyed students. At first, she decided to give the kids with blue eyes 5 minutes of extra recess time. Then, with the brown-eyed kids, she forced them to wear these insulting collars, and they weren't allowed to drink from the school water fountains. Also, she made sure these two groups were completely separated, because under no circumstances were these two different groups allowed to play together. Well, that brings us down to the end of paragraph two, but now let's jump into our third and final paragraph for today.
Okay. Well, it's very interesting because after she set these rules for the class, Elliot observed that the children's behavior changed almost immediately to fit these stereotypes. So as soon as she set down the laws, Elliot saw their behavior change. Now, a stereotype is an idea that some people may have about a certain race. Just automatically when they meet a certain person, because this person is white or this person is black or this person is Asian, they have some kind of a particular stereotype that they automatically think is true. Joe, can you think of any common stereotypes?
Well, usually stereotypes are quite negative, but we could say like, oh, all Italian people really like eating pizza or something like that.
Right, maybe all Canadians are very good at playing hockey.
Well, that's actually true. stereotypes do come from somewhere, we'd say. But stereotypes, usually they can be harmful, they can be negative. Some of them, like the ones Jamie and I just mentioned, can be relatively harmless, but it's basically when you take a whole big group of people based on where they're from or based on their race, and you assume they have a certain quality or they behave in a certain way. So she took these children's behavior, she looked at it, and she noticed that almost immediately they began to fit these stereotypes that she was putting on them. She was making the blue-eyed students feel superior, and she was making the brown-eyed students feel the opposite of that, which is inferior. The blue-eyed students began taunting the brown-eyed kids and flaunting their superiority. So the blue-eyed kids, they're feeling pretty high on themselves, pretty good about themselves, because, well, they're superior. They're better than the brown-eyed kids. So they started taunting the brown-eyed kids. If you taunt someone, it means you insult them. You make fun of them. So they were taunting them. They were saying, well, you guys aren't as good as us. You're not as smart. You're not as skilled. And also flaunting their superiority. If you flaunt something, it means you have something which is good, a good quality, or you have something which other people want, and you make it well known that you have that thing. You don't hide it, you're not modest about it, but you put it out there for everyone to see. So they're flaunting their superiority just means that they are saying, they are very vocal about saying, well, we're smarter than you and we're better than you.
Exactly, and some people might flaunt their wealth. If they have a lot of money, they might buy an expensive car and kind of show it off to everyone, or buy some very expensive clothes. So in that case, they would be flaunting their wealth. Next, the brown-eyed students became very upset, depressed, and their academic performance also dropped. So because the brown-eyed students were being told, you're not as smart, you're not as good as blue-eyed students, they got very sad, and they became depressed. And depressed is a condition when you're feeling very, very sad, and you kind of adopt maybe temporarily or for a long period, a negative outlook about life. You feel like there's no hope. And in addition to that, their academic performance also dropped. So your academic performance is simply how you're doing in school. So their performance in school dropped. They started to score lower on tests, and they really were feeling very bad about themselves at that point.
Elliot constantly reminded them of their inferiority, and they scored substantially lower on testing. So Elliot was constantly reminding them of their inferiority. Inferiority refers to the fact that they are worse than this other group of students, the blue-eyed students. Elliot was constantly reminding them about this, constantly telling them, you're not as good as the blue-eyed kids are. You're doing terribly. You're performing bad on your tests. If something is very substantial, it's very large in amount or quantity, it's very noticeable, in other words. So when we say they were scoring substantially lower, it just means they were scoring a lot lower on their tests than the blue-eyed kids.
Exactly. For example, if I took a test and scored 92% and Joe scored 89%, that's almost the same score. But if I scored 92 and Joe got a 35, he would be scoring substantially lower than me. The following day, after this happened, Elliot changed things around. Elliot told her kids that she was wrong. Blue-eyed students were actually inferior. So for a day, the blue-eyed students experienced the same mistreatment. And if you are mistreated, or if you experience mistreatment, that means you are being treated very badly. For example, in this class, the first day, the brown-eyed students were told that they were not as good, they had less time for recess, so they were being mistreated, and they were experiencing mistreatment. And the second day, the teacher turned this around, so the blue-eyed kids were experiencing the same mistreatment.
So basically what she did was she reversed the experiment. She just changed it around completely. She was mistreating the brown-eyed kids first, then the next day she started mistreating the blue-eyed kids. So, Jamie, what do you think about this experiment after reading the first day of our article?
Wow, it's very unusual for a teacher to set up an experiment like this, but I think it's also very, very powerful. And she's giving the students a perspective at a young age so they can feel what it's like to be mistreated. And that's I think that's actually very helpful. And we'll see later as they became adults, this really did actually change their lives a lot.
It would be interesting to find out what would happen, say, in modern times if a teacher attempted to do this kind of experiment, because I think the environment in schools today is quite a bit different than it was back then. I'm not sure if a teacher would actually be able to get away with doing something like that in modern times, or maybe they would. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it's a bit different nowadays. Well, we're going to learn a lot more about the teacher Elliot's experiment in the next segment of our program, but we're right out of time now on English Digest, but we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher for a little bit.
好，我们继续来看，下面就说这位老师，他观察到小孩子的行为好像马上就会改变，符合这样的 stereotype。stereotype 其实是一种刻板印象，也就是我们一般对某一个事情的看法，一些固定的刻板的看法。好啦，既然老师这样说，那么蓝眼睛的小孩，蓝眼睛的学生就开始 taunting the brown-eyed kids。Taunting 这个字呢，代表的就是嘲弄，嘲弄那种棕色眼睛的小孩。然后呢，他还说到，还 flaunting their superiority。The flaunt 这个动词就是夸耀、炫耀，去张扬、张扬他们的这种优越感。好，那相对的来说，这些棕眼睛的小孩就变得非常的 upset。也就是非常的烦躁，非常的沮丧，甚至于他们的 academic performance, 也就是他们的学业表现也开始往下掉。好了，那这个实验呢， Elliot 这位老师他还不断提醒棕色眼珠的小孩说，哇，你们非常的差。好，还用到这个字 inferiority, 这个字就代表低劣。记得我们前面说到了 superior 就是优越的，而 inferior 是低劣的。那这边是用它的名词 inferiority, 说他们有多么的差，而这样子一来，这些孩子的成绩也就明显的下降。好，我们看到他用说这非常的明显，他用的就是 substantially。
Well, that brings us to the end of today's program here on English Digest, but please do join us again next time when we discuss day two of A Class Divided, Learning from Discrimination. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Jamie.
Goodbye.